Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
But first, of course, look, the big story. There's two big cases in the world everybody's talking about. Well, certainly in Europe, everybody's talking about the Vardy and Rooney case. But of course, in America, I mean, this is popcorn television stuff, isn't it? Johnny Depp, of course, is suing his ex-wife Amber Heard for libel in the US state of Virginia over an article, or as they call it, the op-ed that she wrote in the Washington Post in 2018, or certainly for the Washington Post. And the court is also hearing from friends, family members and staff who worked with and spent time with the former couple during the six-week hearing. They are airing all of their dirty laundry live on television, something we're not used to here in Ireland, of course, because we don't televise court cases. And I don't know why, actually. Maybe we should start doing it. Well, to give me a little bit more information on it is Kat Tenbarge, who is a tech and cultural reporter with NBC News. Good afternoon to you, Kat.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's a slight delay between the two of us, but don't worry. We'll work on it. We'll work on it, all right? But look, this case has certainly grabbed the world's attention. I mean, they have basically exposed their private lives together because of this defamation case where she is suing him for multiples of millions, and he, or should I say, he is suing her for multiples of millions, and she's counter-suing him as well, saying that he damaged her career too. When really today, they were kind of trying to point out that she damaged her own career with that famous audio that was leaked of her saying, yes, I slapped you and all that kind of stuff. But how is it in America at the moment? What is the sense of America? Is she telling the truth or is he telling the truth? And how are Americans feeling about it?
So over in America, the reaction to the trial has been largely one-sided. The vast majority of people commenting on the trial, at least online, are in support of Johnny Depp. And so you've seen across all different types of social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, the vast majority of accounts are posting in support of Mr. Depp, and the vast majority of accounts are posting against Ms. Heard.
And do you believe because she, well, she has been caught lying on numerous occasions, well, certainly telling untruths anyway. There's even a suggestion today that the way she answered the question in relation to the bathroom incident was very different in 2016 than it is now, when they almost tried to impeach her on that. But do you think it's because she's been caught lying, or is it just that he's a bit more charismatic than she is?
I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. First of all, I think Mr. Depp has a lot more name recognition, and he has a sizable fan base already from his decades-long career in the entertainment industry. Ms. Heard doesn't really have that kind of fan support from the outset. But on top of that, like you mentioned, the audio that was released by Mr. Depp's legal team did sway a lot of people and convince a lot of people that Mr. Depp was in the right.
I mean, some of the stuff that's come out, let's take today, for example, and Amber Heard is on the stand today. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been put out, for example, the suggestion that her nose was broken. This has become a really big deal. And in the last half hour or so, constantly she's getting direct questioning from her own lawyers, which is constantly being, by the way, objected to on a regular basis because there is no actual evidence that her nose was broken and no medical reports for it, apart from the opinion, seemingly, of a doctor. I mean, these kind of things that are being constantly brought up and stopping the trial constantly all the time, is that likely to upset the jury that this trial keeps coming to a stop where, you know, where the lawyers are being called to sidebar constantly all the time?
So it definitely depends on the case, but in a lot of cases where you have a jury like this, court proceedings can move very slowly. Typically, you will have a lot of back and forth between different lawyers objecting and raising various issues with the other party. So that in itself, while it may be frustrating and slow for the jurors, isn't too unusual for a court case.
I mean, in relation to, I suppose, the big moments of the court case so far, Amber Heard crying when she described how she was sexually assaulted by Johnny Depp, how she was physically beaten and held against the wall by the troth by Johnny Depp, and the numerous occasions where she believes or said she was abused by him while he was either on drugs or drinking. Do you think that came across as believable? Her tears, well, her lack of tears, some people would actually say, did that come across as believable?
It really depends on who you ask. There is, you know, a small contingency of people who are more likely to believe Ms. Heard's testimony. But I would say to the vast majority of the internet, no. I would say Miss Heard did not come across as believable. Her facial expression, the tone of her voice, her body language, all of these things have been analyzed repeatedly by commentators online, ranging from people with a lot of expertise to none at all. And if you look at the conversation that's playing out online, it's very clear that the audience is favoring Mr. Depp's version of events.
I mean, he claims the only person he's ever physically hurt in his life is himself. But, you know, those texts that he sent, of course, to his friend going back in time to, I'm trying to remember that, oh yes, to Mr. Paul Bettany at the time, suggesting that they should burn Amber. Let's drown her before we burn her, and burn her corpse afterwards to make sure she's dead. I mean, they were quite explosive, weren't they?
Absolutely. Very many text messages, video recordings, audio recordings, things of that nature have gone viral in and of themselves throughout this trial and provoked many reactions from people.
And how long more is this case going to go on? Because it has implications, of course, to the case they had in Great Britain, where indeed Mr. Depp was found guilty. But he didn't win his case against the newspaper. And it does have implications because some of the stuff that she said in that case, she's now being accused of giving a different answer in this case, particularly in relation to one issue today, which I'm just, it's gone out of my head. But there was an issue certainly today where she told a completely different story. Oh yes, in relation to the money that she allegedly donated to the Children's Hospital in the ACC. She didn't actually donate it at all. She only pledged it. That went on for at least an hour today where she wouldn't even answer questions. That could have implications for the other case because she's essentially perjured herself. That obviously is a big part of the story now too, if she has perjured herself.
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen compilations from fans of both people pointing out times when their stories have been inconsistent, which, again, even though a lot of people have very strong opinions about this case, it's not completely unusual for people on the stand to contradict themselves, especially talking about events that occurred a number of years ago, especially when you have, you know, the number of times that these individuals have been up on the stand. It makes sense that sometimes they would confuse things, say things incorrectly. And in general, we find that when investigating reporters, witnesses, a lot of times people will mischaracterize things or change their characterization of things as they're repeatedly questioned. That doesn't stop people from forming their own opinions or speculations, though.
Mm-hmm. And they've also suggested, of course, that she also has a history. And this is in relation to her former partner, Tazia Van Rie, who she had been accused of assaulting. Now, since then, Tazia Van Rie had said that she didn't actually assault her, although hearsay suggested that she did, and maybe she was just defending her. I mean, so they're trying to suggest that she has a history of assault. But in relation to Johnny Depp, I mean, look, he's no stranger to having a good time. He has obviously admitted to taking drugs, drinking quite a lot. Has that kind of swayed people's opinion somewhat, or is there a sense that people are feeling sorry for him?
Interestingly enough, I would say that when Mr. Depp has sort of embraced those more vulnerable moments throughout his testimony and talked about things like self-harm and addiction, that has actually provided a lot of sympathy to him in the public eye. I would say that a lot of the people that we've seen responding to this case very emotionally include people who have survived some of the things Mr. Depp detailed themselves.
I suppose in relation to this case, I mean, this is probably the biggest case of this sort in a long, long time. Well, the last time I remember a case being this big in the United States was O.J. Simpson, which was a long time ago. I was probably still quite young at that stage, and obviously in a different category completely because it was murder. But does this open up a whole conversation now about male domestic violence and the fact that she made this comment on audio, which has been played several times in the court, you know, that Johnny, there's no point, you know, making a complaint in relation to this because you're essentially you're a man and nobody's going to believe you. So does that open up a whole conversation in America at the moment in relation to male domestic violence?
Yes, and I think that the conversation could be a lot more constructive if it were focused around the allegations of domestic violence against men, or sorry, against women. There are many individuals who identify as male who have experienced domestic violence, and so you've seen a lot of the discourse revolve around that. I think what would be more productive for the conversation would be to rally around the types of resources, the ways that we understand domestic violence and intimate partner violence as it applies to all genders. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the conversation continues moving in that direction.
Because I suppose the conversation, I mean, look, of course, the hashtag I believe her went around the world, I suppose, as part of the Me Too campaign for many, many years. And I suppose, from a feminist point of view, it unravels it a little bit when you see a court case where a woman is on the stand, which many people believe is blatantly lying, to get her own way, or for money, indeed, in her divorce case. It does a lot of damage to those hashtag campaigns, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that is one element of this case that has attracted some of the most controversy, is how is this going to affect other people coming forward without these allegations of this nature in the future? And even retroactively, how does this affect people's perceptions of the Me Too movement and of those various cases that we saw? So I definitely have been speaking to advocates for feminism, for survivors of domestic violence. And these are different topics that are on everybody's mind concerning this trial.
She's also countersuing him, of course, saying that, you know, her reputation has been damaged by this. Of course, she is in the new Aquaman movie, although as of yet, we don't know how much of a role she's going to play, because there is suggestions they may actually cut her out of it altogether because her part is not that big anyway. Her role is not that big. I mean, do you believe that his reputation has been damaged because he was dropped from Pirates, as we all know. But, and I don't believe anybody else can play the pirate in Pirates, Captain Jack Sparrow. But in saying that, do you believe his reputation has been damaged more than hers? And is there generally, when we talk about this type of domestic violence or these type of cases in general, there's an unfairness maybe to men in they fare out worse in these cases?
In this case, I would say it is absolutely undeniable that Ms. Heard's reputation has suffered more greatly than Mr. Depp. When it comes to the issue of roles in movies, I think that those situations can be a little bit more nuanced because, as the public, we're not privy to all of the types of negotiations and factors that go into whether someone is cast in a movie or not, whether someone gets a contract renewed or not. Although today on the stand, Amber Heard did testify that she believes her role in the next Aquaman movie has been cut due to these proceedings and the damage to her reputation. But if you look online and you look at the conversation happening around this trial, what you'll see is an outpouring of support, nostalgia, and general love and adoration for Johnny Depp. And on the opposite hand, what you will see is an outpouring of hate, even harassment, and just general disdain and mockery for Ms. Heard.
Do you believe that, you know, leaving even this case aside, when we look at, say, Kevin Spacey, who was a lot of allegations had been made against, he had no convictions as such, but of course was dropped from House of Cards and many other movies at the time as well. Do you believe that people like Amber Heard, like Johnny Depp, can we get past this, and can they ever return to the screens, you know, and have their reputations intact again? Or do you believe this completely, these kind of cases or these kind of accusations or allegations, do they destroy somebody's career completely?
So in most cases, when a very famous person is accused of something like this, whether it's being accused of a violent act or being accused of lying about one, you'll see that over a long period of time, it doesn't affect their career trajectory typically that much. There have been very many, both men and women in Hollywood, who have been accused of all types of bad behavior. And most of them have been able to continue to sustain their lifestyle, even if they're maybe not appearing as prominently in the public eye. These people have all different types of revenue. And with someone like Mr. Depp, his strong, lifelong fan base is definitely going to continue to support him. I think it will be very interesting to see perhaps whether a major studio will take another chance on Mr. Depp now that his reputation has been so salvaged and so resuscitated by this trial.
Well, I suppose depending on the outcome, too, would have a lot to do with it, too, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. And I think for the court of public opinion, the verdict has already been reached. So regardless of who wins or loses, I do believe that that support for Mr. Depp will still be there. But I do think it will be interesting to see how this rolls out. Perhaps the people who are the decision makers in Hollywood, they might be more sympathetic to Ms. Heard than perhaps the general population. So it would certainly be interesting to see.
What's your own personal opinion, by the way, on, you know, I mean, court TV is huge in America. In Ireland, by the way, we do allow a public gallery in court, so I have no idea why we don't film cases and we just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And there are some interesting cases that I would have loved to have seen, but I just couldn't get to the courts. But what's your opinion on the way in America, you know, they tend to televise all of these big cases? Is that a good thing when we see, of course, social media plays a huge role in this and, you know, people do get mocked, they get abused, harassed, as Amber Heard is being at the moment, and they seem to be fair game, which is sad in some sense. I mean, but is it fair to play them out on TV?
That's a really good question. I think when you look at sort of how public opinion has shaped some of these major trials and their outcomes, you could very easily make the argument that it might be unethical to showcase these proceedings in such a public light. For example, the jurors on the Amber Heard trial could potentially be going home and seeing the headlines, the social media trends. It's completely inescapable, but it does interrupt the judicial process and sort of the air of security that is supposed to be maintained around these kinds of events. When you have so much public involvement in the case, you can definitely see how that could impact the judge, the jurors, anyone who's taking part in it. And so I do think that that is harmful. But on the other hand, you can get a wide amount of awareness spread by televising some of these types of court proceedings. Going all the way back to the O.J. Simpson case, that was a very important moment for race and representation in America. You saw a lot of public support for O.J. Simpson in that case, similarly to how we're seeing a lot of public support for Johnny Depp in this case. It'll be interesting to see the long-term effects of how this plays out. But I definitely believe that televising it brings the public into the courtroom in a way that, through social media in particular, we have not really seen before.
Well, finally, Kath, if you were a betting woman, and I don't think you are, but if you were a betting woman and you were to put a $100 bet on tomorrow as to who's going to win this case, would you say Johnny Depp is going to win his defamation case? And I believe it's, how much is he suing her for? $50 million, is it?
Yes, he is suing her for $50 million.
And she's countersuing for, I think, more than that, actually, 60 or 70, isn't it? Or 100 million?
100, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you're a betting woman and you had $100 to spare tomorrow, who would you put your money on?
I believe that Johnny Depp will lose the suit, but I believe Amber Heard will also lose the countersuit. I don't believe that there is enough evidence being presented to 100% determine that one of them was the ultimate villain in this situation and one of them was the ultimate victim in this situation. But it will all be up to the jury, so it will be very interesting to see how they decide.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for that analysis. And I appreciate you coming on the air, Kat Tenbergh. Thank you very much indeed. As the tech and cultural reporter with NBC News. Thank you very much.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.